broadcasting worldwide at any time. You are listening to the Washington Jewish Radio Network at WashingtonJewishRadio.com.
Believe it or not, good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to a brand new edition of Washington Jewish Radio. So for the past few weeks, we apologize for not being on the air, but it seemed like every week when we went to do the program, something else happened. Snowstorms and other bad weather, COVID outbreak in the family, but thank God everybody's okay. Travel restrictions, etc., 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 but got it behind us. And we're all here, and like Ben says, winter break is over, and here is the aforementioned Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be here with you again. Yeah, winter break is over, and now we are ready to get started again. What are we going to start with?
Well, we got a very nice selection from the earliest years of Hasidic music as it was starting to become popular. This is the Mark III Orchestra and Singers, and Ben, you can tell it was really early on. They were wearing suits and ties on the record jacket, but very nice music. From the Psalms, Romamu Hashem, worship Hashem on his holy mountain, because the Lord is holy. Here is the Mark III Singers and Orchestra from back in 1966.
Hashem Elokeinu Rabbeinu, Hashem Elokeinu Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu Rabbeinu, Ve'eshachavu, Ve'arkadishav, Ve'eshachavu.
And they recorded back in 1966, the Mark III Orchestra and Singers and Roma Move from the Book of Psalms. And kind of interesting, Ben, and they had the little klezmer interlude in there, of course. Yeah. You know, they were mixing the styles, but it was just starting to get on board there in the late 60s. So it's interesting to go back and listen to the early examples of that kind of music. Well, another group some 20 years later in 1986 was a group called Kesher, and they produced a few albums, and their lead singer was a gentleman by the name of Lenny Solomon. And they did one spoof on the last Kesher album, and then I guess they figured out that there was gold in them thar hills, and they formed the group Schlock Rock, which, of course, the rest is history. But we'll go back now and listen to the recording that Kesher did for Yibunei HaMikdash, May the Temple Be Rebuilt. Very, very fine selection from the Kesher Group, recorded back in 1986. Recorded back in 1986, the Kesher Group, the unmistakable voice of great Lenny Solomon in his beginning years there. And like I say, Kesher made a few albums, and then they switched over to Schlock Rock, and, well, rest is history.
You could tell that was him, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah, unmistakable, great voice, and very, very nice guy as well, and that had a lot of success over the years. I guess they figured it out. You know, you make the spoof, but, you know, people... they enjoy it. They recognize the music, and it all works. So we've been playing their music on the air since it started. So pleasure to share it with you. Well, let's continue now with a selection of the beautiful music of Israel, brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Serving the Mid-Atlantic area and around the world for the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica, give him a call, 301-231-7999. For Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli accents. Here from the 1974 Israel Song Festival, they didn't start calling it the pre-Eurovision Festival until some years later. This is Shlomo Artzi, a major figure in Israeli music back in that time, and the Mrs. Apple Group. and a song called Havdalah al Boruch Jamili, the Havdalah of a gentleman named Boruch Jamili. And this song won that 1974 Israel Song Festival. Let's take a listen.
חוזר איתו בימים המרחקים אל דרך שאספה שלדי ברזל שותקים ברוך ג'מילי עוד נמשך חכו כמו סימן כמו עוד באור ההר מעצב בבל וואד רק שם אחד נותר ברוך ג'מילי ופלמך ברוך האל בארץ ישראל תבורכי פיסה של שמש הגלילי מי היה ברוך ג'מילי מעשה ברוך ג'מילי איפה הוא ברוך ג'מילי איפה הוא ברוך ג'מילי שנים 26, בשעה ובין שיריי, ברוך ג'מילי, עוד נמשך. ובימים של דין, בדרך בבל וואד, שווים שוב השירים, להיות ניגון אחד, בבל וואד. לנצח זכור נא את שמותינו, צביקה א', צביקה ג', צביקה בית חמסינים במשלט הזמן זוכה לאט כל יום כמו שבת נמשך ברוך האל בארץ ישראל תבורכי פיסה של שמש הגלילי מי היה ברוך ג'מילי מעשה ברוך ג'מילי איפה הוא ברוך ג'מילי איפה הוא ברוך ג'מילי מעבר בית מחסיר כוכב אחד החסיר הכתובת על הקיר הפכה פתאום לשיר ברוך ג'מילי שוב נולד אנחנו פה ג'מילי בארץ חלומות אוספים שירים ג'מילי מאות אלפיים שנות דמעה לכתובת בית השלד ברוך האל בארץ ישראל תבורכי פיסה של שמש אף גלילי מי היה ברוך ג'מילי מעשה ברוך ג'מילי איפה הוא ברוך ג'מילי ברוך האל בארץ ישראל תבורכי פיסה של שמש הגלילי מי היה ברוך ג'מילי מעשה ברוך ג'מילי איפה הוא ברוך ג'מילי איפה הוא ברוך ג'מילי
They're recorded back in 1974 from the Israel Song Festival. The song that won that particular festival there, Shlomo Artzi and the Mrs. Apple Group, and Havdalah al Boruch Jamili song said, Eifo hu Boruch Jamili? Who is Boruch Jamili? Uh-huh. Well, we don't know either. But it was a great song. That 70s Israeli music was great. And like I always say, it really helped to popularize Israeli music in the United States when it was still, you know, kind of an exotic kind of thing. But it became more and more familiar as time went on. And hope you enjoy these very rare excerpts. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got his first selection for us on the program, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, we'll stick with the Israeli music. Here is Aaron Rizel. This is a song called Esra B'nai Adam.
אין ישראל ניגלים לא מתוך הצער ולא מתוך השיעבור ולא מתוך הטלטור ולא מתוך הטירוף ולא מתוך הדחק ולא מתוך שאין להם מזונות אין ישראל ניגלים לא מתוך הצער ולא מתוך השיעבור ולא מתוך הטלטול ולא מתוך הטירוף ולא מתוך הדחק ולא מתוך שאין להם מזונות אלא מתוך עשרה בני אדם שהם יושבים זה עם זה כל אחד מהם קורא ושונה עם חברו וקולם נשמע עשרה בני אדם שהם יושבים זה עם זה וכל אחד מהם קורא ושונה עם חברו וקולם נשמע ולא מתוך השיעבוד ולא מתוך הטלטול ולא מתוך הטירוף ולא מתוך הדחק ולא מתוך שאין להם מזונות אלא מתוך עשרה בני אדם שהם יושבים זה עם זה כל אחד מהם קורא ושונה עם חברו וקולם נשמע עשרה בני אדם שהם יושבים זה עם זה כל אחד מהם קורא ושונה עם חברו עשרה בני אדם שהם יושבים זה עם זה כל אחד מהם קורא ושונה עם חברו וקולם נשמע
And there you had it, Aaron Rizel. That one, a real nice song called Asra B'nai Adam.
Yes, very nice at that. Well, let's go back now. We're going to go in the 78 groove. We're going to go back, Ben, 100 and I guess 3 years ago, according to my math. We're going back to the year 1919 and a novelty song from the heyday of the Yiddish theater called Hutzatza. And it's sung by a singer named Abraham Rosenstein and was recorded for what was then the New Emerson. And Emerson was a big company that made phonograph records. And then as the 1920s and 30s came, they also made radios, which made them very, very popular. And they also were responsible for the first electric lights in Major League Baseball stadiums. So they were getting it done in all kinds of different ways. But back in 1919, a novelty song from the heyday of the Yiddish theater. Here is Abraham Rosenstein and Hutzatza.
Oi, tu flieh, da kommt ein Land herein, und das da, wird so bald das Singeman, und das da, und kriegt er nur ein Stich in Scham. Mal gestern in der Ring und warm, und da, der Restaurant bin ich herein, und das da, ich hoff, die Gäste sehen fein, und das da, so fern und mir geht die Speck. Bei Nacht und Fest, mich auf dem Weg, und da, was schön ist, such sie auf mich lieb, und da, ihr Stimme reicht in ihre Stimme, und da, sie auf mich feiern und die
back in 1919, 103 years ago, there Abraham Silverstein and Hutzatza, a novelty song from the Yiddish theater, with all the little vitsen, they call them in Yiddish, little jokes. So one, he said, Ben, he said that smoking has now become very expensive. Now, of course, nobody should smoke anyhow, but he said, why should I burn up all my money in fire? I climb up on the roof and I sit by the chimney and I can get all the smoke I want for free. So there you have it, the 1919 solution to the problems of smoking. So there you have it. Well, hope very much that you enjoyed it. And that was this week's visit to the 78 Groove, and hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, let's continue now. More Yiddish. Here's the late Mort Freeman, a very fine singer of Yiddish song in the post-war era, and appeared in shows like Fiddler on the Roof and Milk and Honey and stuff like that. And many, many years ago, before there was Ben, Sherry and I went to New York, and we stopped in at a place called Sammy's Romanian, which was this very fine kosher restaurant, and they used to have a Yiddish show, and Mort Freeman was appearing in the show, and I got to see the show and meet him afterwards, and got a record, told him that, you know, I had a radio program and been playing his stuff ever since, and he passed away a few years ago. So here's a song written by the very famous Jewish composer, the late Samuel Bugach, who for many years conducted choirs for some of the finest chazanim in the Baltimore and Washington area during his long and illustrious career. A song called a Zemer, and the song says that we say to Hashem that the day is hot and the war is difficult, but we will win, and the tzaddikim, they will rise up, and all the Rishayim, the evil people, as the song says, fallen bum, they will all fall down. So here's the late Mort Freeman, a very nice recording of this famous song, a Zemer.
Bam, bam, biddy biddy bam, my bim bam, bim bam, biddy biddy bam, 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 biddy biddy bam, my bim bam, my biddy biddy bam, ay, bam, bam, biddy biddy bam, my bim bam, biddy biddy bam, 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 biddy biddy bam, my bim bam, my biddy biddy bam.
der Rebbe Reb Motnu, agit morgen dir Gottnu, nimm weg von uns deine Kas, wird mein Tod gediebig das. Nimm weg von uns deine Kas, wird mein Tod gediebig das. Oi, Tzadikim, Tzadikim, geyen bam, hoy beir shayim, rishayim fawavadim bam, 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 bidi bidi bam, bim bam, bim bam, bidi bidi, hey, bam, bam, bidi bidi bam, bim bam, bidi bidi bam. Sog der Rebbe Reb Motnu, agit obend, agit obend, die Gottenu. Neidere Tugisei, sich obals, nu gemacht, gemiru. Aber der Schoim, der Schoim, der Schoim, fallen war. Bam, bam, biri, biri, bam, ay, bim, bam, bim, bam, biri, biri, bam, ay, bam, bam, biri, biri, bam, ay, bim, bam, ay, biri, biri, bam. Oh!
And they're recorded back in 1964. The late Mort Freeman, who I got the chance to see perform once, and it was a major star of Yiddish theater as it existed in the post-war years. And a song called A Zemer, the famous composition of the great composer, the late Samuel Bugach, and hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one coming up, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, I guess we are going to change gears as much as one possibly could. So this is some stuff that was released pretty recently and has been a nice treat to listen to. This was a reissue of a bunch of live concert recordings of Mattis Yahu back when he was first coming up before he really became internationally famous. And there was a bunch of recordings that were done at this concert venue in California called Stubbs. And that was where he got discovered and rose to stardom with his Jewish and Hasidic-inspired reggae music. Here is a recording all the way back in, I believe, 2004. So right when he was starting to get noticed locally in the different Jewish scenes, this is a performance of a song called Mist Rising.
From the line of King David, Pushing to my brain, elevation, a shield that David blaze. And into my brain waves, and I'm raising my soul like a sword in ancient days when protection surrounded me like the sun's rays. Fan the flame in the name of Judah. From the line of King David, the line of King David. Step is rising on the horizon. Listening with my ears, I'm listening with my eyes. I'm listening till we rid them all from the parasite. Listening till our hearts start to glisten, realize. Set a vision, unlock rhythms, and we'll melt the ice. Start sizzling, spilling from the ceiling, prayer drip and drizzling. Grows to the broken heart, them crushed in spirit. Redeem the soul of your servant, seek peace. Streets. My noise still pure, you can't take that from me. 3,000 years until this last century. It's impossible to break the seal of the high priest. Oh, send the branches on the trees, them bound to these, swaying to the melodies. And I'm craving for the slaves to bring redemption, please. I am you, you are me. No more leaders, we must lead. We wanna see God in the enemy.
I'm a slave in the name of Judah.
live in concert from some of the re-released concert recordings of Mattis Yahoo, and that one called Mist Rising.
Yeah, he's got a style all his own, that's for sure.
Definitely. And hearing some of this stuff, and you can hear him kind of like workshopping what became some of his real famous album recordings in some of these live recordings. Yeah. Very interesting to hear that process.
Absolutely. Very nice at that. Well, we're going to have the first half cantorial, but before we do that on this morning's program, right before we got on the air, received the very sad news of the passing of cantor Robert Kival. Cantor Kival, for many years, was cantor of the B'nai Israel congregation here in the Washington area, and then after he left the area, for many years, was a teacher of the cantorial art at the Jewish Theological Seminary of America in New York. And we had a very, very nice relationship. He, like me, believed that the cantorial music needed to have an intelligible and artistic presentation. He was a student of the art. He studied it extensively. He learned with the great cantor Moshe Ganchoff as a young man. And we did a lot of things together back in the days and re-recorded a lot of old stuff for him. And very, very, very fine man, very fine chazan. And sorry to hear of his passing. You know, Ben, back in 1997, when cantor Moshe Ganchoff passed away, I prepared a special tribute program to cantor Ganchoff with lots of rare and different recordings. And cantor Kival made a copy of it and gave it to cantor Ganchoff's wife, and she wrote me this beautiful letter. And something very, very nice. And like I say, I'm sorry to see of his passing. Our heartfelt condolences to his wife, Gaina, and to his family. May his memory always be for a blessing. Well, this morning we feature on the first half cantorial, a very rare concert recording that I actually recorded. Back in 1980, the Nadel family came to Washington for a concert because one of the Nadels, cantor Jeffrey Nadel, was cantor of Beth Shalom at the time. And this is an interesting recording because this is his brother Richard, who was a cantor for many, many years in Springfield, New Jersey, also a teacher of the cantorial art at the Jewish Theological Seminary, and got to sing this piece for Sim Shalom that I have never seen a recording of before or since. And these are the tapes that I made and that ended up going overseas when the Voice of America picked up the tapes, and we've told that story a lot of times. So let's go back now to something that I recorded back in 1980 from that live concert. Here is Sim Shalom, the Prayer for Peace, cantor Richard Nadel, accompanied by his family, parents, sister, and brother.
From the liturgy, Sim Shalom by Leopold Edelstein.
Sim Shalom, Sim Shalom. Thank you.
They recorded back in 1980 there. Cantor Richard Nadel and his family, Nadel family, bringing the house down in a 1980 concert at the Old Best Shalom in Washington. And boy, those were some concerts, Ben. They really were. And glad to have the tapes of a lot of them, you know, to this day in the family archive. And I remember I was down in the front with a reel-to-reel tape recorder with headphones on, and I hooked up like three or four microphones, and I must have been important because remember some little kid asked me for my autograph, so I thought, okay, I must be doing good. But as I say, you know, the tapes went out, you know, on the wider range, and a lot of people got to hear that very fine Jewish music, and hope very much you tuned in. Very, very rare recording. Like I say, I have never heard a recording of that piece done anywhere else, so I hope very much you enjoyed it. Very, very fine selection. Well, and that was our first day of Cantoro for this week, and now Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
Okay, well, here is a nice recording, this one by the Maccabees, called Malche Hamlachim.
חטאתי לך מחולי על כל פשעי גם בימים ששכחתי אותך היית תמיד בחיי בכל הדרכים שהלכתי בעצם היית לי נר לרגלי הייתי עיוור לא ראיתי me'ever l'ma she'ibitu eina. פתחתי בך אלוקיי אך חצי שני הבכור וילדה תודה גם על אושר בלי די תודה על חגים על שבת ששומרת שלא ייגמר לעולם כל יום שעובר בדרכי לגן עדן שיביתי אותך
Maccabees with a great song called Malche HaMlachim.
Yes, very nice at that. Maccabees getting it done. Very, very
nice.
Yeah,
now starting with like, stuff like this to really come out with original recordings instead of just parodies.
So great job by them. Yes, they have definitely grown over the years, and we've been here to play all their stuff as they've gone on in their career.
Yeah.
So good for them. Well, let's continue now. Here's the Bells Hasidic Choir, a little something in Yiddish all about Shabbos and how everything closes up, changes for Shabbos, and all the good things that happen on Shabbos. And appropriately titled, I Get in Shabbos, a Good Shabbos. Hear the Bells Hasidic Choir.
Shabbos.
Halle, lech u doi de leie je kras kalle. Eilig Shabbos is jeder van nimmer, ach u shiv gahas gaie je jit kimmer. Eilig Shabbos wat ik mach a zos, hof in business leik man rauf a gois in schloss. Jeder tit sich jurgen hin laufen, de kurit Shabbos aber wann zu kaufen. In wuss me kaufen darf man sa am Marbe, jetzt hier so
uns haben Stein, sing ein Arbe. Als mir gern los zwei Bakinien verfehlt, der ein bisschen Bad und vergrößern schön. Zu schmecken. Es ist ein Stück von meiner Fleischen in der Schirung. Der Alter jeden Trug und auch der Brennung. Jeder reine Rieger sich macht Rieger. Wir schnallen Nägel immer bis zu Schieger. Wir greifen und wir schaffen es dicke Kleider. Wir machen den Stäber schauen eine Zeile.
They're recorded back in 1984. They're the Bells Chassidic Choir. And again, Shabbos Aliyin, starting to show its age there a little bit, Ben. I think we might have to carry him over there to the cassette hospital and put him in line for repair. And it's a nice song. Talked about, you know, the Choshev HaGayis Kimt, that, you know, that Shabbos comes and it's the honored guest. And great line there. He mixed a little English and Yiddish. He said, Afen business, Menemta Geisen Schluff. He said, and for the business, we're going to take a nice long nap. So very, very nice at that. And all the good things that happen on Shabbos. The Hoy Schmeck from Shabbos. The house smells like Shabbos. And, you know, things that we all know occur, you know, each and every Friday night, which is a great blessing at that. But they put it all into a great song there, recorded back in 1984. Well, let's continue now. We'll put in one comedy time before the mid-break. Here is a song that for some reason popped into my head. You know, it's been very, very cold here in the Washington area from where this most fabulous program originates. Way too cold, for sure. We don't usually get, you know, the coldest it gets in the wintertime around here usually is in maybe the low 20s, but we've had temperatures down way down in the teens and even with the wind chill in the single digits, and we don't do so well with that. And it's been some long, cold walks home from Shul. Had me thinking about all the different musics so I could stop thinking about how cold I am. And this song popped into my head. It's a spoof of the old Kenny Rogers song, The Gambler, done by Country Yussie back in 1984. And a song called The Rabbi. Here's Country Yussie.
On a warm summer's evening, on a ride to Monticello, I sat next to a rabbi. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window to the darkness. the boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, Yo, ich bin ein Alter, in zitit mich weide Beine, in chodsch die Burde lang in Groi, ich hab a Sach gesehn, gib a her a bissl Brom, weil ich sogen geht der Eizes, weil ich seh in deine Pleizes, was is bei dir geschehn. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he mooched a cigarette and asked me for a light. Then the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. He said, Ich geh dir jetzt zugen, die Seid von Jüdischkeit. Men da wissen, wenn sie kaufen, wissen, wenn sie laufen, wissen, wenn sie drein geht. Und wenn sie handeln fein, besser reden nicht, was man darf nicht. In gein nicht, wie man tor nicht. Ja, sie geht sie vor, und besser ist zu bleiben in der Heim. Jeder Wochen weiß, als er jeden ist ein Besimcher. Dank in Bore Eulam, für alles, was man hat. In halt die teure Teier. Weil dort brennt a Feier, in Gebas Saft zu ducke, weil Parnusso kippt in Gott. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window. Mayboy rain of fushes and drifted off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, my soul it started burning. For in his final words I found the strength that I could keep. Men dar wissen, wenn sie kaufen, wissen, wenn sie laufen, wissen, wenn sie drein geht. Und wenn sie handeln fein, besser red nicht, was man darf nicht. In gein nicht, wie man tor nicht. Ja, sie geht sie vor, und besser ist zu bleiben in der Heim. Men dar wissen, wenn sie kaufen, wissen, wenn sie läuft, wissen, wenn sie drein geht. Und wenn sie handeln fein, besser red nicht, was man darf nicht. In gein nicht, wie man tor nicht. Ja, sie geht zu vor, besser ist zu bleiben in der Heim.
They recorded back in 1984 their Country Yussie and a spoof of the famous Kenny Rogers hit The Gambler, and that was called The Rabbi, and his good advice there, he said, Darf wissen, wenn zu kaufen, you need to know when to buy, and he said, Darf wissen, wenn zu laufen, and you need to know when to run.
Yeah.
So, yep. definitely good advice for sure. Well, we're going to step aside now for the mid-break, and stay right here. We'll be back with the second portion of this morning's program coming right up.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
All right, let's continue now with this morning's program. Second half coming your way right now. Here's Gershon Voroba and the Variations Group, recorded back in 1997, a spoof of the old Barry Manilow hit, I Wrote the Songs, and this one is called He Wrote the Songs. Take a listen.
Songs. His words, they bring us all together. David HaMelech, yes, he wrote the songs. He wrote the songs that all the whole world sings. He wrote of holy love and blessed things.
us cry. He wrote the songs, he wrote the songs. He claimed Yerushalayim, our city forevermore. After 3,000 years, we've not forgotten, hearing us singing the David Mizmor. He wrote the psalms that all the whole world sings. He wrote of holy love and blessed things. He wrote the songs that make neshamas cry. He wrote the psalms, he wrote the songs. Oh, his hallel makes you dance, gives your spirit one more chance. And he wrote Hashem Roi, lo Atzor. Your faith restored again, Mizmor Shir, praise Hashem. It's from him to heal him, it's for you, it's for me. He's a worldwide symphony. He wrote the songs that
they recorded back in 1997. They're Gershon Voroba, the very fine Variations group, made a few albums back there in the late 1990s.
Uh-huh.
And a takeoff of the Barry Manilow song, I Wrote the Songs, and that, of course, he wrote the songs all about, of course, King David, and hope that you enjoyed it. Well, let's continue now. More Hasidic music. Here is the Shema Kolenu group, recorded back in 1981 from the Yontif Davening, V'kor Pizarenu Mibein HaGoyim, a prayer asking Hashem to unite our disperse from amongst the nations. Here, the Shema Kolenu group.
Pizureinu, ay 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 ay, mi bein hagoyim. Unefutzoseinu, kaneis kaneis mi akisei aretz. Dekore pizureinu, ay 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 ay, mi bein hagoyim. Unefutzoseinu, kaneis kaneis mi akisei aretz. Unefutzoseinu kaneis kaneis, unefutzoseinu kaneis kaneis, unefutzoseinu kaneis kaneis mi akisei aretz. Unefutzoseinu kaneis kaneis, unefutzoseinu kaneis kaneis, unefutzoseinu kaneis kaneis mi akisei aretz. Dekore pizureinu, ay 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 ay, mi bein hagoyim. Unefutzoseinu kaneis kaneis mi akisei aretz. Dekore pizureinu, ay 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 ay, mi bein hagoyim. Unefutzoseinu kaneis kaneis mi akisei aretz. Unefut
mefutzoseinu kanes kanes un mefutzoseinu kanes kanes un mefutzoseinu kanes kanes mi akesei ares.
Futso seinu
kanes kanes
un futso seinu
kanes kanes
un futso seinu
kanes kanes
me yake sei arets
un futso seinu
kanes kanes
un futso seinu
kanes kanes
un futso seinu
kanes kanes
me yake sei arets.
They're recorded back in 1981. They're the Schmock Helena Group and Vicora Pizzarena, the Moshe Laffer composition that came out in that era and has been recorded by lots and lots of different people. Great selection at that, and I hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we are going to continue now. Now, this is a really nice recording. This by an Israeli singer by the name of Ishai Rebo, who had quite a bit of stuff come out over the past few years. And this one, a nice version of Adon Olam.
Adon Olam Asher Malach Beterem Kol Yetzir Nivra Let Nasa Bechefzo Kol Azay Melech Shemo Nikra Azay Melech Shemo Nikra Ve'achare Kichlot HaKol Levado Imloch Nora Ve'u Haya Ve'u Ove Ve'u Yebeti Shilo leachbira Beli reshit Beli tachlit Velo aroz ve'am yisra Beli erech, beli dimyon Beli shinu yutemura Beli chibur גדול כוח וגבורה והוא אלי וחיים גואלי וצוחב לי בצרה והוא ניסי ומנסי מנת כוסי ביום אקרא Thank you. שוכב לי בצרה והוא ניסי ומנסי מנתקוסי בעומק רע
And there you had it, Yishai Rebo, with a very nice version of Adon Olam.
Yes, indeed. It was very nice at that. And they kind of sound alike, him and Aaron Rozel.
Yeah.
They kind of have the same voice. It's very nice.
And later on, we'll have something from the other Rozel brother, Yonatan Rozel, who has a little bit of a different style of singing. So
excellent.
This new generation and collective of Israeli singers putting out some great stuff.
Very nice at that. And glad you're bringing it our way. Well, let's continue now. Here we'll go across the pond, as they like to say, to the London Boys Choir. This recorded back in 1988. Lines from the Omer Rabbi Elazar, which appears, of course, in the Musaf Davening, and talks about V'chol Manayach Limudei Hashem, and all your children will be taught of Hashem. So therefore, it says, do not read children, but read builders, because children are the builders of the future. So here's a very nice version of it by the London Boys Choir.
V'chol banayich limudei Hashem, tirach shalom shalom banayich, v'chol banayich limudei Hashem, v'chol banayich limudei Hashem, v'chol banayich limudei Hashem, tirach shalom shalom banayich, v'chol banayich limudei Hashem, v'chol banayich limudei
Thank you.
they recorded back in 1988. They're the London Boys Choir and V'chol B'nayach from the Amar Rabbi Elazar, and hope very much that you enjoyed it. Well, let's continue now. Here's more Yiddish. The Barry Sisters, recorded back in 1962 for the Roulette Company, part of a series of albums that they recorded in that time frame for that company, and a real snazzy arrangement of another song from the Yiddish theater, the Grine Cousine, the song about the green cousin, the Grine, as they say in Yiddish, who comes and learns all the wiles and ways of America. Here are the great Barry Sisters.
Zu mir ist gekommen na Cousine, schön wie kolde sie gewein die Grine. Bäckerlach wie reute Pomeranzen, Fieserlach wo späten sich zum Tanzen. Bäckerlach wie reute Pomeranzen, Fieserlach wo späten sich zum Tanzen. Herrlich wie goldene Gelockte, Sängerlich wie Perlach getockte, Egerlich wie Teiberlach a Zwilling, Lipperlach wie Karschalach in Frühling, Egerlich wie Teiberlach a Zwilling, Lipperlach wie Karschalach in Frühling. Sie ist nicht gegangen, nur gespringen. Sie hat nicht gerät, sie hat gesingen. Ach so, ja, sah sie gewesen, die Grine. Im Dusse sie gewesen, mein Cousine. Ach so, ja, sah sie gewesen, die Grine. Im Dusse sie gewesen, mein Cousine. Die Grine hat dabei sich schon gefunden. Er hat bei ihr die Päde zu genommen. Uiuiuiui, sie hat treurige Zinde. Er hat gehabt ein Weib mit wenig Kinder. Ui, sie hat treurige Zinde. Er hat gehabt ein Weib mit wenig Kinder. Jetzt darf ich dagegen mein Cousine.
Recorded for Roulette back in 1962, the fabulous Barry Sisters and the Grine Cousine, a great snazzy. They don't make them like that anymore, Ben, that's for sure. You know, it's interesting, though, because they were so well known for their close harmony. And I'll leave it to no less of an authority than the great Linda Ronstadt, who I think knows a thing or two about singing. And she always said that it's known in the scientific world that siblings can have harmonies that people who aren't related can't have because their DNA is so close. And I guess, you know, that was the case with the Barry Sisters. They were always known for their perfect harmony and in a career that spanned many, many decades. And we enjoy their music so very much on the program. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right. Well, before we get into that, I wanted to make sure we remind everybody about the best ways to access the program. Of course, if you're listening to this via your favorite podcasting app, whether that is iTunes or Spotify, you are doing it right. That is the best way to do that. That is the way that you can like, download, subscribe, and listen at your leisure. So you don't have to listen to everything at once. You can go back. You can go forward. All the great things that we love about podcasting now available. Just search Washington Jewish Radio. Now, here is a nice one. Now, this is one of those ones where, hey, when you hear the actual studio recording of something, it makes a lot more sense. So this is a melody that was originally recorded and composed by Shlomo Carlbach. And you hear people sing it during services, and it just doesn't quite sound right. It doesn't quite fit. Well, the Meshav band actually recorded a version of it with instruments and with the actual instrumentals and the way that it was originally composed. And it makes a lot more sense, because when you have the accompaniment of the guitars and the bongos and all of that, hey, that actually now sounds like folk music.
All we need now is for the Messiah to come, rebuild the temple, and we have all the instruments we want.
So it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here's the Meshav band with Shiru Lashem.
La 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 la
the Mashav band with the Carl Bach composition of Shiru LaShem. Now when you hear it with all the instruments, doesn't it make more sense?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we will try to fix it up there as best as possible on Friday nights. But, you know, it's hard. These things were not written for single voice. And, you know, people sing them. And I always say that's Larry Shore's rule number 27A. Just because it sounds good on the record don't mean it's going to sound good in show.
Right.
That's just about how it
but
works.
But those guys did a great job with that recording.
Oh, yeah.
Mashav Band always does a lot of those recordings.
Yes.
So,
very nice of that.
Very major props to them.
I'm sure that Rav Shlomo would approve. Absolutely. Well, let's continue. Now, here's more Yiddish in a very rare recording. This by a singer by the name of Masha Benya, who was born in Lithuania back in 1908. And even as a child, had a very fine singing voice and really loved the opera. And then she would imitate all the cantors that she heard in her native Lithuania. And in those days, of course, when you wanted to study music, where did you go? You went to Germany. And she traveled to Germany to study voice and have a career in the opera. And, of course, then the Nazis took over. And then things became very, very difficult. And the only place the Jews could sing was what was called the Kulturbund. And that was where all the Jewish artists would sing, and we've talked about that before. And then after the Kristallnacht, she was able to get to the United States, and she basically kind of gave up on the idea of the opera, and she became dedicated to preserving the music of Eastern European Jewry, which, of course, was completely destroyed in the Holocaust. In the 1950s and 60s, she appeared extensively on WEVD in New York, and our friend, the late Barry Sirota, saved a lot of these recordings and reissued them on his own label, and we're going to listen to one right now. She lived to be 99 years old, but
wow,
passed away in 2007. This is a song called L'Kavod Shabbos, in honor of the Shabbos. The Hasid goes to the Rebbe, and he said, how will he make Shabbos? Because he doesn't have with what to make Shabbos, and the Rebbe tells him not to worry, that all will be well, and there will be meat, and there will be challah, and there will be fish on the Shabbos table. So interesting how so many of these folk songs revolve around Shabbos. It really was the one day that the rest of the week revolved around in the world of Eastern Europe, all long gone now in these years after the Holocaust. But we remember now with this very fine song. This taken from a 1957 broadcast on WEVD in New York. She's accompanied by the equally legendary Jewish composer and conductor, the late Abe Elstein. Here is the late Masha Benya.
Es ist nicht toll, mit was zu machen, Shabbos. Geht man zum Reben. Und so Leben sagt, als es wird sein. Revenue, was is revenue, was is? Sie's nicht doch keine Halle auf Schabbes. Was ist? Sie's nicht doch keine Fische auf Schabbes. Es wird sein. Le kovet chaves bim, le kovet chaves bam, le kovet dem heiligen Shabbes, le kovet chaves bim, le kovet chaves bam, le kovet dem heiligen Shabbes. Rebenu, rebenu. Revenue, revenue, oh, see. Lekovet Shabbos Bim, Lekovet Shabbos Bam, Lekovet Dem Heiligen Shabbos. Lekovet Shabbos Bim, Lekovet Shabbos Bam, Lekovet Dem Heiligen Shabbos. Rebenu, Rebenu, vos is Rebenu, Rebenu, vos is. Sis nishto keine Wein auf Shabbos. Svedoin, Lekovet Shabbos Bim, Lekovet Shabbos Bom, Lekovet Dem Heiligen Shabbos. Lekovet Shabbos Bim, Lekovet Shabbos Bom, Lekovet Dem Heiligen Shabbos.
And they're recorded back in 1957 from a radio broadcast made on WEVD in New York. The late Moshe Benya, a very fine Jewish singer of the preceding generations, and Lekovet Shabbos in honor of the Shabbos. You know, it's an amazing band when you think about it. The amount of artists, of great artists who perform live on those stations, and people just in the New York area just got to flip on the radio and hear like all the great Jewish talent of the day. It's kind of amazing when you think about it. Well, let's continue now. Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we are going to continue. Here is a really nice song. Now, before we were talking about how we had a song that was featuring Aaron Rosell. Now, here is his brother, Yonatan.
ואני בחסדך פתחתי יגל ליבי בישועתך 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 אשיר על השם אשיר על השם אשיר על השם כי גמל עליי אשיר על השם אשיר על השם אשיר על השם כי גמל עליי פתחתי יגל ליבי בישועתך ואני בחסדך פתחתי יגל ליבי בישועתך אשיר על השם אשיר על השם אשיר על השם כי גמל עליי אשיר על השם, אשיר על השם, אשיר על השם, כי גמל עליי. אשיר על השם, אשיר על השם, אשיר על השם. Thank you.
השם, שיר על השם, כי גמלה עליי. שיר על השם, שיר על השם, שיר על השם, כי גמלה עליי. שיר על השם, שיר על השם, שיר על השם, כי גמלה עליי. השיר על השם, השיר על השם, השיר על השם, כי גמל עליי.
And there you had a Yonatan Rozel now, and a nice song called Ashira. And as you can see, his style a little different than his brother's. But, you know, one of that collective of younger Israeli singers putting out a lot of great music.
Yeah, very nice. It's like the whole new generation there in Israel. Yeah. Very, very nice at that. Well, let's continue now with the cantoral feature. On this week's cantoral feature, two very nice selections by the late cantor Misha Alexandrovich. Now, Misha Alexandrovich was born in Lithuania in 1914, and by the mid-1930s, he was an established chazan in Riga, in Latvia at that point, even made a couple of recordings, and then, of course, the war broke out, and he ended up serving in the Russian army and, entertaining and helping the troops. And then, of course, after the war, you know, as things got really bad for, you know, the religious practice in the Soviet Union, he really was not able to perform as a functioning chazan, but of course he was a great, great singer, and he concertized extensively, singing, you know, operatic and Russian things, and you could always work in a Yiddish song just by building it as anti-fascist, and then it would kind of be able to be sung and not get you into trouble. But then by the early 1970s, he had tired of it all, and he applied for emigration to Israel. And, of course, when you did that in that era in the Soviet Union, the bottom dropped out of everything. But because of his great stature as an international artist, there was great pressure to bear, and the Soviet government finally let him out, and he ended up emigrating to Israel in 1972, where he was an immediate sensation. And concertized all over Israel, took cantoral position in Ramat Gan, and then his visits to the United States, of course, were also very, very widely popular. He performed at the Met and Madison Square Garden and all across the country. And he recorded a series of LPs for RCA Victor back in the 1970s. Then in 1990, he moved to Munich, Germany, and sang in the opera there and passed away back in 2002. So today, two very nice selections from a 1973 album, the third one that he recorded after leaving the Soviet Union, of cantorial selections. This from the Daily Prayer Book, Ahavas Olam, Beis Yisroel, with great love has Hashem loved the house of Israel. This is his own composition.
Torah Torah u'mitzvot Chukim u'mishpatim Otan, Oh.
recorded back in 1973. The late Kinder Misha Alexandrovich and his own composition for Ahava Solom. Some nice voice, huh, Ben?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, they put recordings of him singing, you know, in his Russian career on YouTube, you know, when he was somewhat younger. And boy, oh boy, it was something. And they found, years later, they found the 178 that he had cut while he was a chazan in Latvia, and they published that as well. So have to get that on the air someday as well. We'll do it all. God willing, we'll do it all. Well, first thing we're going to do right now is Ben's going to remind you about things you need to know, and then another very fine piece by this very fine chazan, and we'll have that as soon as Ben reminds you about things you need to know.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, let's continue now with another selection from this 1973 RCA Victor album. Here is Kinder Misha Alexandrovich with another section of the Daily Prayer Book, Modim Anachnu Lach, and he's accompanied on this recording not only by an orchestra directed by the late Dr. Hanan Vindernitz, very fine Israeli conductor, but the choir of the Zionist Organization of America. And you see, Ben, who knew they had a choir back
Seriously?
In the day? Yeah, and they do a really nice job, so let's take a listen.
To hear.
Recorded for RCA Victor back in 1973, the late cantor Misha Alexandrovich and Modi Manachnulov with the ZOA choir band.
Huh.
Who knew? And very, very, wasn't that nice?
Oh, definitely.
Very, very, very fine chazen and artist of the preceding generation. Hope very much you enjoyed it. Well, it brings to a close our program here for this week. And this is Larry Shore. Thank you very much for listening, hoping that you enjoyed what you heard and that you will make it a point to be with us again next week, God willing, for another edition of the program.
And this is Ben Shore. Thank you, everybody, for checking out the program this week. We will see you next week for another edition of the program. So until then, thanks for listening.
Until then, Larry Shore saying, be well, Zagazint, Hategedavach. Have a great week. We'll be with you again next week. Until then, Zagazint, have a great week.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.